coming. It's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone.
Prison sex. By Esty Singer and Sapphire Mist. Dean was led back to his and Sam's cell after his eventful stay in the infirmary. He gave the guard a smirk as he was led back inside. He held his arms out and smiled at Sam as the door clanged shut behind him. Honey, I'm home. Sam lay on his bunk, arms folded behind his head, staring up at the ugly springs of the bunk above him, and didn't look over when he heard Dean's witty rejoinder. He really hates this idea. Dean frowns, his brow knitting. What? Sam huffs out of breath. He made his position perfectly clear. It's not his fault if Dean is too much of an ass to listen. Dean lets out a huff of his own, walking over to Sam's bunk. Baby, it's just a job. Different locale, but it's still a job. Sam glares up at Dean, trying not to notice how hot Dean looks in his violet orange, standard-issue prison jumpsuit. He hates Dean for getting them into this crazy scheme and at the same time loves him for his loyalty. Dean took a seat on the cot next to Sam, grinning as his voice lowered. Have I ever told you how sexy you are when you have that pissed puppy look on your face? Sam's head slowly turns to the side and he fixes his gaze on Dean. If I am pissed, it's your fucking fault. Mine? Yes, Sam says, voice a low warning growl. Dean swallows, knowing that growl better than anything. Sammy, it's a job. I gotta play the part. Sam sits up, swings his legs out, and gets to his feet to tower over Dean. So, not only do you get us thrown in jail, he takes Dean's chin and his thumb and forefinger, tilting Dean's head up. You get that pretty face marked up. He lightly touches the ugly purple and yellow bruise on Dean's cheek with his other hand before dropping it back to his side. Dean swallows, looking in his lover's eyes. I'm sorry. You want to apologize? Sam ran his thumb across Dean's full bottom lip, feeling lust unfurl and his cock start to harden. Do it right. Dean blinked, watching Sam quietly. He wasn't about to say how much this was turning him on. His tongue darted out to lick at Sam's thumb, and he squirmed on the bunk. Sam gave a low, rough sigh as he felt that little flick of Dean's tongue against the pad of his thumb. And the way he was fidgeting on the bunk gave everything away. One night away from each other, and they were both about ready to come out of their skins. Now be a good little bitch and suck my cock. Sam said, voice still in that rough register. Dean shivered. He loved it when Sam got rough. This, though not the most ideal place for it, was no exception. He reached out and pulled the lowest snap on Sam's jumpsuit, his teeth raking against his bottom lip. Sam lifted a hand and rested it on Dean's head. Don't hurt those pretty lips, bitch. Those are mine. Sam gripped Dean by the hair and angled his face up. You already got your face all marked up. And when I'm done, that pretty little ass is going to be marked up. He roughly released Dean and held his arms out to his sides. Now get to work. And make it nice and wet, because that's all you're going to get. Dean groaned, his jaw trembling, mouth watering. All the cheesy prison porn he had watched paled to this. He dipped his hand into the opening of Sam's jumpsuit to find the bulge of his cock pressing against his briefs. Dean rubbed against Sam's cock, feeling it get harder. He glanced up at Sam as he pulled his dick free. Dean doesn't hesitate. He swirled his tongue teasingly around the crown before wrapping his lips around the tip and sucking gently. Sam gave a low, lusty growl as he felt Dean's obscene lips take him in.
That's good, baby.
Dean bobbed his head, moving up and down Sam's shaft, the sounds of it obscene as he wetted Sam's dick.
Oh yeah, fuck, baby. So goddamn good when you suck me.
Sam whispered in a husky rasp, his hips thrust forward of their own accord, cock slipping deeper into Dean's throat.
Good little bitch, taking me deep.
Dean moaned softly, his hands moving to unbutton his own jumpsuit. His skin felt like it was on fire. He picked up the pace, sucking harder. His hand went down to press against his own erection as he shrugged the orange material from his shoulders. Dean caught Sam's movements and pulled back, his cock leaving Dean's mouth with a loud pop. Don't even think about it, bitch. He gripped Dean by his biceps and hauled him to his feet. Sam spun Dean around so Dean's back was to his chest and pressed Dean up against the door. His hand snaked around to grip Dean's granite cock. That's mine, too. He gripped and squeezed Dean through the layers of material. Mine to play with, just like this sweet little ass is mine to fuck. Dean gasped, his hips absently thrusting into Sam's hand. Please. Sam let out another deep growl. Please what? He asked, other hand moving down to still Dean's hips as he ground his own hardness against Dean's ass. Fuck me, Sammy. Dean begged in a ragged whisper, the metal of the door cold against his cheek. Need you. Desire hotter than the surface of the sun coursed through Sam's veins. Hearing Dean beg like this, well, there was just nothing like it.
Whoa, I'm gonna fuck you, baby,
Sam promised. He pulled back, slipping out of the ugly, ill-fitting jumpsuit before getting Dean completely out of his. Once Dean was undressed, Sam kicked his legs apart. Gonna fuck this tight little hole so hard. He slipped a hand between Dean's legs, pad of one finger grazing the puckered entrance. Gonna fill you up with my cum. Want that, don't ya? Dean whimpered, knowing he sounded like a $2 whore but not giving a shit about it. He did want this. Needed this. Needed to feel Sam drilling into him, owning him, feel his hands all over him. Yes. Sam removed his hand from Dean's legs and brought it to his mouth, wet the first two fingers before plunging them into Dean's body. Listen to you, fucking begging for me. Such a little slut. He set a hard pace with his fingers, quickly working Dean open. Dean's breath came in gasps, his face painted with pleasure as Sam manhandled him. His mouth fell open and a pleading moan escaped him as he felt Sam's long fingers invade his body. He was sure the others on their block could hear them, would know exactly what was going on behind the door. Sam drew two fingers and plunged in three, grateful and amazed at how easily Dean's body, so used to penetration, opened for him. He crooked his fingers, brushing over the bundle of nerves, causing Dean to give a shout before his whole body shuddered in pleasure. Sam wondered briefly if anyone could hear them, know what was going on. Fuck, even if they did, Sam didn't care. All he cared about was getting his cock in that tight heat around his fingers. You ready for my cock, bitch?
Yeah, yes.
Dean kept his position, his cock painfully hard and leaking steadily, pressed against his belly. Sam withdrew his fingers from Dean's body, spit into his hand, and slicked up his cock as best he could before guiding into Dean's eager hole. He pushed in slow until just the head was encased in tight heat.
Fuck, baby.
He gasped, feeling his knees get weak as he fought for control. As he fought to control the urge to thrust all the weight and fuck Dean hard and fast.
Goddamn tight, squeeze me like a fucking vice.
Dean's head fell forward, his hands moving to brace himself against the door as he groaned.
Baby, baby, please.
Fuck, you're greedy. Can't wait till my huge cock is buried so deep in your ass you can taste it, can you? Sam pulled back slightly before thrusting his entire length in hard, a low groan tearing from him. Dean's hands clawed at the door and his eyes closed in pleasure.
Yes, Sammy, you're a greedy little slut.
Sam was nearly insane with lust. He set a hard, brutal pace, hips snapping like well-oiled pistons against Dean's.
Yes, he hissed. Mine, and I take care of what's mine.
He reached a hand between Dean and the cell door to grip Dean's leaking cock and start stroking him in time with his punishing thrusts. Dean's breathing was little more than pants, the sound of skin on skin filling the cell. Between the moans, he could only find a couple of words chanting, fuck, harder, more, like a prayer.
So fucking hot, love you like this.
Sam gasped, feeling heat and electricity pooling in his gut, crackling up his spine.
Love how you take it. Love how you need it.
Sam's rhythm began to falter and he felt his balls tighten. He stripped Dean's cock roughly, thumb grazing the head, teasing the slit just the way he knew Dean liked.
Gonna come for me, baby?
Sam stuttered, wanting to get Dean off before he took his own pleasure.
Sammy, fuck, gonna, fuck!
Dean's body tensed as he came in Sam's hand, his hips pushing back. His knees felt weak and he was glad Sam was holding him up as he rode out the aftershocks as Sam pounded into his ass. The instant Sam felt Dean starting to come, he let go with a deep, guttural cry and emptied into Dean's ass, pleasure coursing hot and heavy through his veins. His hand continued to stroke Dean, milking him for all he was worth.
Fuck!
He panted, hips still jerking through the last remains of orgasm. Dean wasn't sure he could stand up on his own, falling back into Sam, sated. He couldn't believe his baby brother had been so rough, but he enjoyed every minute of it.
He smiled as he fought for breath. Looks like prison's making you a little rough, Sammy.
Sam eased himself from Dean's body and wrapped his arms tight around him, having enough strength left to make sure they were smushed up together on the impossibly small lower bunk.
Yeah, he said lazily. I'm a hardened criminal. It's all your fault.
Dean rolled over, curling up against him.
That's not a bad thing.
Sam held Dean tight.
Guess not. So you liked it a little rough, huh?
He let his hand run across Sam's chest, moving to kiss him.
Oh, yeah.
Sam sighed contentedly, head tilting down to meet Dean's kiss. When they broke apart, Sam smiled.
Might want to keep those jumpsuits. Never know, we might want to play prison bitch again.
I'll be sure to ask Deacon for a pair.
Yeah.
Sam murmured.
Go to sleep, bitch.
Dean relaxed, laying his head against Sam's chest. He made a mental note that the next time they did this, Sam was going to be the bitch.
Well, if they freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues